Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today, ladies, we are in day 16 of our study through the book of Ephesians. And today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. I've titled this lesson, Submission is Not a Dirty Word. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Okay, first of all, we have to remember what we were discussing yesterday. Paul has been sharing how the body is supposed to act and walk, not as unwise, but as wise, and how we are supposed to expose the light onto our sins and onto the sins of our brothers and sisters as well. So Paul spoke first in a general sort of way, but now he's going to get specific about different relationships. Wives, submit to your husbands, even when you don't want to, even when you think your idea is better. Your job is to speak up and be heard, to give your opinion, hopefully based on Scripture. Let your husband know your thoughts, and then pray. Pray hard. Trust God to lead your husband to the correct decision for your family. No excuses here. This is not a general submit to every man command, but specifically to your husband. Wives are to submit to their husbands as to the Lord. There is a caveat here. If we are submitting as unto the Lord, we need to remember that Christ will never ask us to sin in our submission to him. Our first priority is always to honor God above all else. So if you're being asked by your husband to sin, that isn't honoring God. And that's an area when you need to go to Scripture and to prayer to have the strength to submit to God, even when it may cause disruption in your marriage. Now, we aren't supposed to treat our husbands like God, and our husbands aren't supposed to act like they are God and can do no wrong. No. We are to submit to our husbands in the same way that we submit to the headship of Christ. Stop and consider that for a moment as you balk at that S word. We are to submit to Christ. How are we doing at submitting our will to his? If you struggle to submit your will to your husband while thinking that you're doing pretty good at submitting to Christ, I'd suggest that you might need to reread this. Think about it. How can we struggle to submit to the one we live with and see all the time and think that we're doing fine submitting to Christ, who it's very easy for us to put into a box and compartmentalize. His Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You can't get away from him, but you can harden your heart and stop listening to him. Your husband is your head, just as Christ is the head of a church. Christ is more than that. Christ is the Savior of the church, and husbands are called to be willing to die for their wives. Wives are to submit to their husbands in everything, not just the big things. In a Bible study I did a couple of years ago, there was a video where women were discussing this passage, and one of the women talks about how she thought she was being submissive because she was willing to move across the country for her husband's career, and she submitted to him in big financial decisions. But then she said, but if he put something away wrong in her quote-unquote kitchen, she informed him quickly and firmly that he was wrong and she was right. If he cooked something differently than she did, same thing. If they were driving somewhere together and he took a different route than she would, she let him know why his route was wrong and hers was right. Ladies, that's not submission. That's the desire to be in control. When she recognized that and repented of it, she could see how her desire to be in control had led to some harmful patterns in her marriage. Ladies, your husband putting a bowl away upside down instead of right side up isn't sin. It's just different. Your husband taking the highway instead of side streets isn't wrong or sinful either. It's different. We have to be able to understand what is different and what is sin, and start having more grace with our husbands and allow them to be the men that they are, and allow them to lead us without them having to drag us the whole way. Now, look at this passage and notice how much of this is directed at husbands. Women, truly? We get the easier job. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? Oh, he gave himself up for her to save her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Christ sanctified her to present her, the church, to himself in splendor. So too, husbands' goals should be to present their wives without blemish to Christ and to love their wives as their own bodies. We don't hate our own flesh. We feed our bodies. We wash them. We let them get sleep, those kinds of things. And just as we are members of the body of Christ, Christ treats us well because we are part of him, and so too should husbands treat their wives as part of themselves. Paul then quotes Genesis regarding how man and woman are to be united and compares this to the profound mystery of Christ and the church. The union of husband and wife gives an illustration for that bond between Christ and the church, but it doesn't cover everything. Our human marriages are a mere echo of the relationship between Christ and the body. And Paul then sums it all up. Husbands, love your wives as you love yourselves. Do for her what you would do for you. Don't treat her as a slave, but bless her and cherish her and give good gifts to her and appreciate her. Devote yourselves to her good. Wives, respect your husbands. Wives, when we submit to our husbands, we are showing that we respect them. We're showing that we see the worth in them, in their ability to make decisions for our families, and we are giving them our trust. I've often heard women protest that this passage is about mutual submission, that in some way husbands should be submitting to their wives as well, and they will excuse their own lack of submission by saying, well, he didn't submit to me in this, so I don't have to submit to him. Baloney. That is nonsense. You can't have two heads or you will be pulling apart. At the end of the day, especially if there is a disagreement, someone has to make the decision, and that someone is the husband. In a sermon by Paul Washer on biblical submission, a couple of things he said really stand out to me. The wife is to be the most trusted counselor for her husband. If she isn't in agreement with her husband, that should be a red flag for the husband. Whatever decision is on the table should be postponed until the husband and wife can come to an agreement and be in unity again. However, there will be times when a decision has to be made quickly, and in that moment, it is the husband's job to make that decision. He is accountable to God for it. If it turns out he was right, he doesn't gloat over his wife. If it turns out she is right, she doesn't get to gloat over the wrong decision he made. She should be brokenhearted for her husband, knowing that he will be judged more severely for his right and wrong decisions for his family, and that judgment will come from God. Wives shouldn't be judgmental or bitter in those moments. They should be brokenhearted for their husbands. When we wives are always trying to justify our actions and desires that are not submissive to our husbands, we are sinning. Now, I have to add this here because I know this happens even within the church body. Please do not think that I am saying women should be allowing themselves to be abused. One of the most hurtful things a church can do is to see a woman being abused by her husband and tell her to just submit. No, the elders in that church should be going to the husband, should be calling him on what he is doing, and should be helping the wife find a safe place to be until such time as repentance and reconciliation are possible, if they ever are. But just remember, though, if a husband is showing love to his wife in the way he should, cherishing her as he does his own body, then she will know she is loved, and she will respect him, and he will know he is respected. The model given here is directly opposed to any kind of male tyranny or oppression. Paul gives three times the space to the subject of the husband's duty than to the wives. So, as you're listening to this today, I sort of have some role-specific questions to ask. If you're a wife, can I ask, do you respect your husband? Do you demonstrate your respect for your husband to him? Do you submit to him in humility? Do you trust him? If you don't trust him, do you trust God to have given you this husband? And do you trust God to help raise up your husband to be whom he should be? Now, I want to be very, very careful here because it is not my intention to be teaching men. However, I know that some of you are out there listening. So today, I have a few questions for you men, and I would ask that you take these questions straight to Scripture and see what it teaches. If you are a husband, do you love your wife? Do you let her know that you love her? Are you saying, well, I'm just not a sensitive guy, and using that as an excuse for the fact that you never tell her you love her? Men, that is sin. You need to tell your wife you love her. She needs to know. Do you show her that? Do you treat her as well as you do your own body? Are you devoted to her good? Are you looking out for her best interest as well as your own? Are you willing to give yourself up for her just as Christ did for the church? Those are hard questions, I know, but that is the standard that God sets for husbands. And again, I ask that you go to Scripture, read it for yourselves. Do not take my word for that. Ladies, if you're single and listening to this today, you may be wondering, well, who do I have to submit to? Well, the Bible directs us all to give honor to our parents and to submit to our leaders, such as pastors and elders, and to each other, but above all, to submit to Christ. So in your role as a single woman, consider these commands in those terms. Again, remember, Paul calls women to submit to unbelieving husbands as long as they do not call you to sin. And the same is true for honoring unbelieving parents. As an adult, you should still demonstrate honor to your parents, even though they are no longer your primary leadership. However, you should bring your questions and concerns on spiritual matters to godly parents, godly elders, and pastors. That's why they're there. How are you doing in that? Are you showing honor to your parents? Are you submitting to the authority in the church that God has placed over you? Take a minute today and consider how you can bless your spouse. If you're unmarried, consider how you can let those in authority over you know that you appreciate their effort, perhaps in a thank you note or a quick email. Ask God to help you to see where you need to improve in the role you are in, and ask Him to help you become the wife or husband or single person that He has designed you to be, with no excuses and no justification. You can find the notes to this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 16. Submission is not a dirty word.